Hey everyone, welcome back to the Cardboard Jungle Podcast. Really appreciate you tuning in. We're going to work really hard with this podcast to keep it pointed, informational, respectful of people's time. Try not to beat around the bush and get right into it. If you find value in the podcast, please take a moment to leave us a five-star review on Apple or Spotify, and we greatly appreciate it. Let's go ahead and get into it. In today's episode, we're going to talk about some of the top storylines, some of the top teams, and some of the top players of the first week of the 2023 MLB season. How can you not start with the rule changes? I think widely applauded by most, if not nearly all, baseball fans, and for obvious reasons. I mean, it's cut almost half an hour off the time of a Major League Baseball game, going from almost 3 hours and 10 minutes to an average of 2 hours and 38 minutes this year. We saw Sandy Alcantara pitch a shutout in under 2 hours. There have been several other games that went just over the two-hour mark, so they're quicker games and also more action. Stolen bases have doubled, as well as the success rate of stolen bases, going up from 67% through 1 week last year to 85% this year. So more teams running and with a better success rate. The pitch clock, has been an adjustment, but not this major problem. Only 0.8 violations per team per game. I think less than I thought you'd see, especially in the first week of the season. The elimination of shifts, a little bit harder to measure that. I think the best statistic to do that is BABIP, batting average on balls in play, and that is up 18 points from where we were 1 week into the season last year, where it was 279 batting average on balls in play. This year, 297. So, in a nutshell, quicker games, more offense, more stolen bases, a better pace of play. Rightfully so, been widely hailed by the MLB fan community, and very exciting. As somebody that loves the game of baseball more than any sport, it feels like baseball kind of getting back into its heyday. I mean, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, baseball, the dominant sport. We've seen baseball, especially with younger people, maybe take a back seat as a spectator sport, especially on television, to professional football and basketball. But so far, great returns on the new rule changes. Another big storyline, one undefeated team left in Major League Baseball, and that is the Tampa Bay Rays at 6-0. Should be noted, they played the Tigers and the Nationals in small sample sizes, but it's classic Tampa Bay Rays baseball. The 6-0 mark is on the back of a 2.05 staff ERA. That rotation, Shane McClanahan, Jeffrey Springs, Zach Eflin, who they signed from Philly, Rasmussen, with a wealth of great prospects in the minors too, Taj Bradley, Shane Baz, Josh Fleming, and others. So Tampa Bay, that's their playbook, to pitch well and continue to replenish the major league roster with players from that great farm system. One of those players, Wander Franco, what a start for the young star. Battled some injury issues, kind of an uneven rookie season last year. Year two, great start. 1 week in, batting .417, two homers, three doubles, seven RBIs, and just looks the part. Some other teams that have enjoyed great starts, my beloved Cleveland Guardians, 5-2. The only two losses coming on blown leads late from their bullpen could very easily be 7-0, and that was done all on the West Coast, starting out with 4 in Seattle, dropped the opener, came back and got the next three, went up to down to Oakland South and took 2 of 3 from the A's there, including an extra inning game yesterday. Their third extra inning game of the season in the first seven. It's classic Cleveland Guardians baseball. I'm biased. There's no funner team in the sport to watch. They play defense. They play small ball. They pitch. They steal like crazy. They're first in the American League in hits. And Tito Francona, the right mix of old school feel, new school analytics, doing a great job with the Guardians. The other teams with 5 wins in the first week of the season, the Atlanta Braves keep on churning along. Send Max Fried to the DL, but another organization with an incredible farm system, plug in a couple of their newest young arms. Both look pretty good, and the Braves take 5 of their first 6. And also, the Milwaukee Brewers took 5 of their first 6. Definitely a big surprise. It was kind of a frustrating offseason for Brewers fans. Got Corbin Burns going into the last year of his deal. They did almost nothing in free agency. And they've been getting some contributions from some unlikely sources, especially offensively. Just tore through the New York Mets, won 3 games in a row over the Mets by a combined score of 26-6. The Mets, an uneven start to the season. 9 pitchers on the DL, including Justin Verlander. So some players that have really shown this first week of the MLB season, starting with batters. Matt Chapman, 12 of 23 start for the Blue Jays. Dansby Swanson coming over in a big free agent deal to the Chicago Cubs, 10 for his first 20 with the Cubs. And some young players, some young future superstar players that are off to a great start. The aforementioned Wander Franco, Riley Green in Detroit, bad start for the Tigers, but good start for Riley Green, 348 through the first week of the season. Jordan Walker on the Cardinals, one of the top young power-hitting prospects in baseball, off to a 333 start, got his first bomb last night. Adley Rutschman went 5 for 5 in his MLB debut and is hitting around 300 a week in. And Julio Rodriguez, 2 homers, 15 RBIs, 2 steals, batting at about a 270 clip a week into the season. On the pitching side of things, looking at just the starters that have now had and made 2 starts, Gerrit Cole's been absolutely dominant, 2-0, 19 Ks and just 6 hits in 12 and a third innings. Shohei Ohtani pitched to a 0.75 ERA in his 2 starts. The Brewers and their surprise start, Jesus Luzardo, 2 incredible starts to a 0.71 ERA, 15 Ks and 12 innings for Luzardo. Luis Castillo and Framber Valdez, 2 top-of-the-rotation guys for the 2 purported contenders in the AL West, Mariners and the Astros, both off to great starts in their first 2 starts. And then pretty much every pitcher on the Tampa Bay Rays has really shown as well. That's today's episode. We really appreciate you tuning in. Again, take a moment. Really would appreciate a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify. And we'll be back with the next episode soon. Take care.